United States President and Vice President, 4-year term.
Rachel Fruit, R-A-C-H-E-L-E, F-R-U-I-T. Socialist Workers' Party nominee, President. Elected experience, no information submitted. Other professional experience. Active in industrial unions over decades. Currently hotel worker in Miami Beach. Member of Unite/Here, Local 355. Education. Participant in movements against the Vietnam War, against Jim Crow segregation, and for women's emancipation. Learned that the working class must replace capitalism and fight for political power as workers and peasants did in the 1959 Cuban Revolution. Community service. Speaking out across the U.S. for the working class to form a party of labor independent of the capitalist parties and to oppose all acts and threats of Jew hatred while defending Israel's right to exist as a refuge for Jews worldwide.
Dennis Richter, D-E-N-N-I-S, R-I-C-H-T-E-R. Socialist Workers' Party nominee, Vice President. Elected experience. No information submitted. Other professional experience. Airline food service worker and recent member of Unite Here Union. Over 5 decades working as union industrial worker on the railroad, in steel, and in meatpacking. Education. In high school in the 1960s, Richter was drawn to the massive black-led proletarian movement that tore down Jim Crow segregation, strengthening the U.S. working class. Community service. Opponent of Washington's worldwide imperialist exploitation of workers and farmers. Organized and participated in demonstrations against the U.S. rulers' wars in Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Walked picket lines and built solidarity with UAW strike last year and locked out Boeing firefighters in 2024.
Statement. We live in a deeply class-divided country ruled by a handful of billionaire families and their government. Working people are facing the devastating effects of high prices, lack of good-paying jobs, unsafe working conditions, and schedules that often make political, family, social, and union life impossible. Life expectancy is at the lowest in a quarter century, and the birth rate has been cut in half since 1950. Today, workers are in a mood to fight, organizing, and using their unions to defend their lives and livelihoods. We need to fight for a public works program to put millions to work at union-scale wages, for wages and cost of living increases to meet price increases, and for workers' control of production to guarantee safety on the job and reverse the profit-driven destruction of the environment. We must defend constitutional freedoms won in struggle, freedoms of worship, speech, press, association, the right to bear arms, and more. Frame up attempts to jail and silence political opponents deal a blow to rights working people need. Only the working class of all countries has the capacity to stop imperialism's march toward fascism and world war by fighting in our common interests. From Vladimir Putin's murderous invasion of Ukraine to deny its national sovereignty, to Hamas's October 7 Jew-hating pogrom, the U.S. rulers' dominated global order since World War II is coming apart. We defend Israel's right to exist and defend itself as a refuge for the Jews in the face of growing attacks. We need to build a party to unite all workers and exploited producers based on the unions, that breaks from all collaboration with the ruling class, fights in our class interests, and wages a struggle for workers' power. Contact 347-871-0282. SOCIALISTWORKERS, the numbers 2024, @gmail.com. www.themilitant.com.